It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Thursday Throwback Flashback brought to you by Stockman's Mercantile in De Leon, Texas, your hometown stop for Western wear, boutique style for the whole family. Good folks out there. Well, a little on this date in history. 1983. Specifically, 6:19 p.m. Central Standard Time in 1983.
Wow.
It signed on for the very first time.
You're turned on to CMT, a service of CBS Cable, for quality television programming. The address is CBS.
Sounds cool.
CMT, country music television, launched for the very first time on cable, becoming the first nationally available channel to totally dedicate itself to country music videos. It was founded by one Glenn, with two N's no less, D. Daniels. Of Video World Productions, and I bet they all talk like that.
Yes, they do.
In the early 80s.
Was that pre-Viacom?
CODs. Yeah, it was. Hendersonville, Tennessee. And the network's launch was a bit of a race against time and the competitors. Context of it all in 83. So when it launched, few late 70s, early 80s era country singers had created music videos anyway, because there was no outlet existing for them. In fact, it was just the year before that MTV debuted.
Well, yeah, and if you remember back in the day, it was kind of contentious to even make a music video. Like, Hall & Oates were like, the music stands for itself. And then Madonna said, oh, no.
Yeah, you could make money off of that. But because they had very little to work with library-wise, they had a very, very small library of music videos to start things out. And then they'd intersperse it with live performances and then just try to come up with some original programming. Now, it was originally called CMTV, Country Music Television.
See that.
It changed its name pretty quickly the following summer to CMT after MTV sued them for trademark infringement. They didn't even go to court on that. They just said, okay, all right, we're good. But the deadline day, that Saturday of March 5th, 1983, a bit chaotic. They had a satellite dish. It was installed in the parking lot of Video World Productions. They had a remote broadcast truck that shot it to another direction, and there were all sorts of technical issues on the testing and leading up to that as the deadline approached. But they beat the competition, as it was all strategically timed for CMT to beat its rival, the Nashville network TNN, on the air. And they did by 2 days.
Take that.
Yeah. So the very... We'll get to the very first song there, but when did you join CMT, part of CMT Radio Live with Cody Allen?
2011,
okay,
I believe.
All right.
2011, I was in the... So we had a radio division, and I was doing entertainment news, actually, on 200 stations, on actually two different shows. We had CMT Radio Live, and then CMT After Midnight.
Ah, yes.
With Cody Allen.
Our good buddy, Cody Allen. Friend of the show, certainly.
I was very blessed. It was actually before anyone worked at home on a computer. So if you can imagine me setting up my own home studio in 2011, it was definitely a labor of love.
God bless
Bingo.
But
we did it. Uh-huh.
On its launch, the very first video aired was a live performance of Farron Young's 1971's It's 4 in the Morning.
Oh, boy.
This always confused me, as it was the choice. Eventually figured out and found out that the song was chosen to kick off CMT as a network. They wanted to do it, first of all, on a traditional note. That got out of hand pretty quickly. And the video and the song begins with Farron Young saying, "Are you ready, my lovely?" He was talking to his fiddle player who was getting ready to go and hit the downbeat. But they thought it was a pretty good kickoff to the whole network.
Ah.
So that's why it was chosen. By the way, Conway Twitty was served on the original board of directors for CMT because he was in everything.
And look at him now.
Happy birthday, CMT. He used to play videos.
It's 4 in the morning, and what's more?